It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Rich Keefe, it's the Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Von Dix. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan. Davey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Rick Von Dix. I don't know. Anytime we can have a pun in there,
yeah,
or some sort of like, you know, dick joke, I think. Well, we're off to a hot start.
Yeah, penises, definitely. Also sort of one of the stars of this show was Bix.
That's right.
In that ballpark. We'll have much more on that coming up. But man, what a time. What a time to be alive as a
Spurs
fan.
Indeed.
You know?
You want to hear what happened to me this weekend, by the way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I do.
So, you know, softball season's been going. It's had its ups and downs.
Sure.
You know, and there's that, was it Mookie Wilson? I know this isn't like a real quote, so you didn't really say, but that whole thing, it was like, you know, when you're slumping, I think about dinosaurs. Like, I believe in dinosaurs, and then so that means dinosaurs believe in me.
I like it.
And then I'm out of the
slump. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, yeah.
So we enter this tournament that we're supposed, it's basically the NIT for like New England prep school softball, right?
Okay.
We go in there as the 9 seed and have to play in to this tournament.
Oh, wow.
So we have to play Thayer at 8 o'clock in the morning at Thayer on Saturday. And then if we win, we get to play in the tournament.
Okay.
Won the whole goddamn thing.
You won the whole tournament? You won
as
the whole
play-in team? As a play-in team.
Wow. It looks like it's time for somebody to update their LinkedIn.
Seriously. So we beat Thayer, then beat Tabor, the 1 seed.
Wow.
And then beat Milton win the whole goddamn thing.
You guys found a little magic there.
Found a little magic. Found a lot of magic there.
It sounds like the team really
maybe it's just playing 3 games in a day, which I don't know. I don't know. Like, my kids are still little, but like, I don't know how kids like do that every weekend. Yeah, like these like psycho parents who go to like showcases and stuff every weekend. Like, how do you do that?
That's the other thing. I'm sure it's super fun. I'm sure the kids absolutely love that part of it.
Kids are so tired. It was awesome.
Dude, random.
Anyway, that was my weekend.
No other time to bring it up. My cousin's daughter just won the Class 6A Georgia State Championship for girls soccer. So, like, a legitimate case could be made. She's on the best high school soccer team in the country.
She's a Yellow Jacket.
She's a Yellow Jacket. Yeah,
yeah.
A pretty badass.
That's pretty. I like saying like we won a state, like we like a state title in Texas for football. Like, you probably have the best high school football team.
Yeah, you might have the best one going when you're like at like one of the biggest high schools
right
in the state. And yeah, so pretty good stuff. Yeah, it's that time of season. And that, but also what I learned is apparently a lot of states play soccer in the spring, like half, because I was like, isn't that a fall sport? And they're like, well, like a lot of southern schools play
year round. Like, but this is the argument that I was trying to make. My sister and I were talking about it, moving baseball and softball to the fall for New England schools, because we have better weather
in
the fall. Like, it doesn't start getting really bad until like November.
Yeah, right. As long as you get your whole season in before Thanksgiving, you might be able to get it done.
Yeah, because we
rather than waiting till the fields to thaw and like
May.
Yeah.
We had one game this season. We had to reschedule it 5 times.
It wasn't meant to be.
Was not meant to be. Well, we still had to play it, which was but whatever. Yeah.
It stinks. That's the pits. All right. Well, we have a lot of shit to get to, so let's just get to this. All right, we just had the penultimate episode of season 2 of The Last of Us. How do you feel? How do you stand on The Last of Us?
I am a broken person after this episode for all the right reasons. And one of the things I loved about this episode, we'll talk about it a ton, I'm sure. The fact that like Neil Druckmann directed it.
Yeah.
Long, and I think he's
very video game heavy. Yeah.
He's the only one who could have done what he did in that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one where we kind of knew it was coming. It was the flashback episode. So next week we'll do a full season 2 of The Last of Us episode recap or review. I don't dislike it by any stretch, but two things have sort of jumped to mind. And I don't often get to be the book was better person because I don't read a ton of books. The last time I said that was The Da Vinci Code. I literally read the book first.
Oh, the book is good. By the way, you are correct in that as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I'm not trying to bag on the show, but I remember The Da Vinci Code, loved it. Me and my mom, who also read it, we went to the theater together, and we saw the movie, and we're like, it's good, but we liked the book a lot better. Anyway, haven't had a lot of chances to do that. The video game is one of the all-time great video games, if not the greatest video game of all time, and for this season more than last season, I come away being like, man, the game was better. Like, that same scene in the game was better, or like, at least season 1, there were like they took a couple side detours that were like, that's cool. Like, I didn't know that, or like whatever. I don't know. We'll see how this goes. And then my other takeaway theory right now is, depending on how they stick the landing in season or the finale, I like Fallout more than I like Last of Us.
Fallout's way more fun, right?
It's definitely more fun. Yeah. I mean, Last of Us is obviously very emotional, but both are post-apocalyptic, both are video games.
So my question is, and how they're going to do this. So yeah, I like you, I think the game, obviously the game's better because you're actually, it's more immersive, right? Yeah. And there's less of, you get more Ellie and you get more, we haven't seen Abby in episodes now. And
I was hoping we'd get a quicker bounce back to Abby.
Who's the other showrunner was like, actually, we're going to need a season 4. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, the way this is going, I'm like, this is the end of season 2. I'm like, we're not even close in the game. Like, how much more game is left? Like,
so much more. And like, 75%? I keep telling, oh my God. And I keep telling people who haven't played, like, you, it gets worse.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, this is like a gut punch after gut punch. I go, no, it gets worse.
Yeah, hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there. All right. So we'll have much more on that next week. A couple of trailers since then, since our last episode, Superman trailer, another new one. Lengthier, girthier.
Yeah, well, meatier.
I trust James Gunn. James Gunn makes great movies.
Yeah.
However, am I crazy? It looks kind of shit.
You know, it starts off with like a really good, this really good premise of Lois Lane interviewing Clark Kent, but as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love this idea that like, I really need... And as grounded as you can in terms of like a human Superman, because I really think that like a Superman would be like eventually like Dr. Manhattan would just get bored with us.
Yes.
And like all your stupid shit that you try to do all the time. Yeah. But this guy is like, this Clark Kent is like trying to defend himself. Like normally Superman would be like, oh, and he would like high road it. I've liked that David is a corn sweat.
Yeah. David.
Corn sweat. I keep saying Cronin sweat, but it's corn sweat.
It's corn sweat. Yeah.
Gets like pissed off.
Yeah.
He's like pissed about it. Like, I think, you know, I'm just trying to help. It's like, well, you entered our country illegally. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do? You know, I feel like this is going to sound stupid, but like, if I were Superman, like, that's how I would react to things like that. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do?
Right.
And I like that. Now, to your point, looks a little janky.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
But a guy's got a great hit rate, so like I trust him. But so that'll be July that bad boy comes out. We got the trailer for Ironheart, a series that I'm not sure anybody was really dying to get, but here we are.
But I think so. Someone was saying they brought up a good point that like the reason you hadn't seen a trailer, like this comes out in like 2 weeks or something, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
What the? But like the fact that you hadn't seen a trailer is because like Ryan Coogler refused to like put his name on it until like the Sinners run was done.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
He's like, I'm not touching this. I want my movie. I'm going to promote my movie, and then I'll worry about something that I'm like an executive producer on.
Which is still killing it, by the way. Sinners is just raking in money, as it should. It was third of the box office this week.
Still? Oh, wow.
Did you see what number one was with a bullet?
What?
Final Destination Bloodlines, and it's getting wildly good reviews.
Did you? So Tony Scott is in this, I guess, and it's like his last movie role?
Tony Todd.
Not Tony Scott.
Yeah.
Also, pick of the pod, yeah, Tony sadly. Scott. But Tony, so he's like the last line he says is like completely ad lib, and he says it like right into camera, and it's actually pretty nice.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I like all these movies. I wonder. I don't know if we have time because we are up to our hogs and content or topics. But all five Final Destinations are currently on HBO Max, and this one is getting like it's got a high Metacritic. It's got a high Roddy T's. Who had this in the who got this in the Mac and Goo draft? I gotta figure this out because this is gonna do way better than anybody thought.
Final Destination?
Yeah.
I think you did.
I usually take horror movies, so I feel like I have a chance at it. But it's kicking ass. Novocaine is currently on Paramount. Mm-hmm. A lot of movies from the January, February, even March released schedule from 2025 are now streaming, including Novocaine.
Yeah, do you want to watch an action movie starring Ants in My Eyes Johnson, who can't feel anything?
Yeah, I kind of do.
This movie's for you. Yeah, I've actually seen it. It's pretty good. I would give it like a 4.5.
Yeah, I would agree. Same. And then
that Jack, what's his name?
Quaid.
He's charming. He's a charming young man.
I mean, his parents kind of raised him for it.
Nepo baby bullshit.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Get somebody who earned it. Mickey 17 comes to HBO Max at the end of the week.
I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Video game minute today? Or...
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's time for Davey's video game minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, sir.
So we got some news here a little bit. First of all, we're starting off our new season. We're continuing on, even though NCAA football 26 will be out imminently. We still press on. Yeah. I don't know if this game is just getting harder for me.
Well, we upped the difficulty.
We did again?
No, not again. No, this is the second season I think we've been up
to. Man, this game is hard. It is hard. I stink at passing. I can't do it. I know you're so good at it. I don't know how, but
I chuck it all over the yard. My defense could use a talking to, but I can throw the ball.
So there's that. Doom the Dark Ages came out to pretty good reviews. I love Doom games. I really, really do. So this is my next kind of playthrough here. Let's see other stories that I just saw. So, Call of Duty. Did you see the Seth Rogen skin that they have now in Call of Duty? It's actually pretty funny because, the only reason I would get this skin is for the finishers. Because it seems like he's really bad at it. Like, remember, like, Pineapple Express when they were, like, trying to fight, but they couldn't. And, like, they were just, like... So there's one where he, like, tries to sneak up on a guy, like, drops the gun, and the gun, like, goes off and shoots the guy.
That's cool.
So it's, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So Overwatch 2 is very much still a game. I know we don't really play it anymore.
Not at all.
But they have these amazing Street Fighter skins now.
Oh, that's cool.
Then I'm like, God damn it. Like, if there was any reason to, like, pull me back into the game, like, two of my favorite games ever, you're going to pull me back in by merging them together. I mean,
that's pretty sweet.
Good idea. Yeah. I 100%ed Days Gone Remastered.
Congratulations. Very nice.
Killed all the hordes, did all those things. It's one of the only games I've ever platinumed, and I'm happy to have done it twice now. Sick. With this game. So, and now with your Superman news, Injustice 3 is reportedly in development.
Interesting. I wouldn't say I love the Injustice games, but I did enjoy them.
I like the first because it used that storyline. yeah. which I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
The Dark Superman stuff I think is yeah. actually really, is really cool. great. I mean, that's really all I got for now.
All right. Very good. Ryan.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour, Ryan. Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is the final arc and or season 2, episodes 10, 11, and 12. We jump to BBY1. Episode 10 is entitled Make It Stop. Episode 11 is entitled Who Else Knows? Episode 12, Jedha Kyber Erso. For the first time, because we've been doing this in arcs, and you can go back if you missed any of them, all spoiler full, but you can check out, we did a season 1 pod, and then we did the first three episode runs here. So let's do this first. What is your dork score for the season? Let's get that out of the way now, and then we can start to really unpack this thing. What is your dork score for Andor season 2?
6.
Ooh, Ryan. I'm going 5.5, but I get why you and many others out there would give this a 6. So if you're following,
and I think I know why you're giving it a 5.5, but I'll let you say it.
I bet you do. I have two reasons. Yeah. One, I am going to hold the first 7 episodes against it. Not that the 7 episodes by any stretch were bad. They weren't bad episodes. They were just a little bit of a slower burn. A lot happening, a lot of conversations. 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 is as good of a 5-episode run in any television show ever. To the point, IMDb, where you can go and you can grade each individual episode of a TV show. This came out this week. It's the first time ever a TV show has had episodes score 9.7 or higher for 5 straight episodes. It's never happened, apparently. But that combined with... You know me. Give me a little
recency bias.
Also give me a little Darth Vader.
Yep.
No Vader. Slow-ish 7 episodes. I'm knocking it down 1/2, but I'm going 5.5.
I think the Vader thing bugged you. Or if not Vader, at least Palpatine.
Vader, Palpatine. They at least mentioned Palpatine 2 or 3 times.
Yes.
They never mentioned Vader. Never mentioned him. Let alone saw. You should have. He's such a badass at this time. There needed to be, and the fact that they even did it in Rogue One, and no offense to anybody who was in Rogue One, the best part was Vader.
And so that was a great movie, and the best part in a great movie was him.
So I thought there at least would have been a mention, like, oh, like even like having to deal with him, or like if Krennic had like a line about him, knowing that he's gonna have a face-to-face with him shortly, because this obviously leads up directly into the beginning of Rogue One,
of which Darth Vader was very much involved in the planning and the carrying out of that. Now, what would have been awesome too is like you had that awesome scene with like Dedra and Krennic.
Yes.
And to have Krennic like be like this, you know, kind of badass, like kind of scary dude to walk out and then get himself the shit scared out of him.
Yes.
Just to give you that weight of like, yeah. He's like the boogeyman, like everyone in the Empire, just like, because the very time, the first time you see him and like see him talk in that room when he like chokes the like no one really like looks at him directly. You know, what I'm saying? Everyone's scared shitless of him.
Yeah,
that would have been great. I'm sure there is a version of this that does exist.
Yeah. And I wonder if they were like, oh, that might take away. Cause remember that bullshit, like during WandaVision, they were like, they had a scene where they were going to have like Doctor Strange in it. And then they're like, we don't want to do that. It's like, well, you probably should have, like, you probably should have put him in it.
Right.
And the show still would have been amazing on its own. I think it just would have taken it to the next level. And Rogue One's the perfect example. Like Rogue One would have been a good movie without Darth Vader.
And just to say, to counter that point, I didn't hear anybody complaining when Luke Skywalker showed up in The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
that didn't take away anything. Right?
Yeah,
that made it better.
That was sick.
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty. And we talked last week about it, sort of guessing. I kind of had a feeling that it wasn't going to happen, but we're like, we don't need a lot of it. We don't need a whole episode. We just need breathing, or I would have settled for a reference or just something. And so that didn't happen. Now, those 5 episodes, starting with the Gorman massacre in episode 8, the Mon Mothma escape in episode 9, the whole end of Luthen's story in episode 10, the escape, like getting Drea out in 11, the whole ending and then how they wrap this thing up was awesome.
So good.
And where do you now place, now that his story's been told, how do you place Cassian Andor in the Star Wars character kind of like power rankings?
I mean, he's got to be top 10. I mean, this is the person who kind of like, whether he wanted to or not, is responsible for the entire rebellion.
The guy is super important. I mean, right. Like there's so many people, so many major characters. Like this doesn't get done without Luthen. It doesn't get done without Kleia. It doesn't get done without X, Y, and Z. Mon Mothma. Like Mon Mothma is sneaky, maybe the MVP of this whole season right. and of this time for the rebellion.
But Cassian Andor saved her life yep. several times. 100%. So it's like, so you know, yep. I think he's even more. I mean, you have someone like Saw Gerrera, who's supposed to be like this yep. like badass guerrilla warfare fighter, and like he's
yeah
helping him too. So all of this stuff, he's like the linchpin of all of this stuff.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's, I would say Andor and Mothma both vault up like the how important the characters are. I still don't know if he cracks my like favorite list, because a lot of my favorite list is force wielding people and right. like and some droids. Like I kind of like some droids, but he's great. I mean,
but it's great that like in the age of like the Suicide Squad and Thunderbolts, yeah. like he's a punch and shoot guy.
Yeah.
Like what he's a punch and shoot. There's nothing. Yeah, yeah. There's nothing. I mean, there's things special, but like in terms of like force wielding and all of that, there's nothing special about him.
Well, he's a messenger is what the
right.
What the force healer said. All right. So let's rip through some of this. So episode 10, Lonnie, who's been like a double agent. He tells Luthen about this weapon, right? So like the rebellion was obviously pushing back on the Empire this whole time, and they didn't know about the Death Star. They just knew they were bad. They knew they were up yeah. to something, but they didn't really know yet about the Death Star. And then Lonnie tells him about it. And I'll tell you what, Luthen mentions to Lonnie that they can go to Yavin. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh man, Lonnie's not making it out of this.
He's not going.
I'm like, he actually told him something like really important, and I'm like, he's gonna get caught. And
he gets I think the title of the episode was it the next episode, Who Else Knows?
Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah, that's when they're talking to Krennic is interrogating Dedra.
Because that's it's supposed to be, you know, very, very top secret, because Lonnie has been spying on Dedra the whole time.
He's got all her she's got all her passwords.
That's right.
When your password is password 01, they're going to get in there. They're going to find
it. They're going to get it for sure.
Luthen. Yeah. So he gets the info from Lonnie, kills Lonnie. Kleia mentions Galen Erso. So now like here we go. We're off and running here. We know about Erso. Dedra versus Luthen. What a pretty amazing scene that is. these two waiting for them to cross paths. You had a knock at the door. Luthen's back at his shop, and there's Dedra on the other side. And then those two start out, and you're like, all right, how is this going to go?
Right.
And it went poorly for Luthen, although the guy kind of went out like a ultimate badass.
That's where that's the only way it was going to end for him. And I think he knew that. But it was cool that, you know, you get this little backstory.
Yes.
Because the thing, the artifact that she presents to him, you don't know what that is. And she says it's like an Imperial like star map or something.
Oh no, that's from season one. That thing that she fucking dug out is from season one, which was like what got him. That's from like 6 years ago. So she had that, and then that's what opened up the whole thing with what was it, the annex or whatever, where they were like going after. So like, what put Dedra onto them was that.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was something to do with the ship that he was on with. What's her name?
Who, Kleia?
Yeah. Well, I thought it had something to do with that, but I forgot.
That was from like season one. So she's like, all right, she got him. But he, I love this whole back and forth where he's talking about how he's like, there's a couple of fakes in here. And it's like the way he was talking to her, I'm like, is he talking about like them? Is he talking about like her? Is he talking like what's going on?
Yeah.
And then he picks up that blade. And my guess is at some point, with all the Star Wars stories being told, we're going to find out like where that blade, like who actually had that blade.
Who's that is
from like 6,000 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Then he fucking cuts himself. then they go out and it's a whole thing. You get the Luthen Kleya backstory, which we didn't really know, you know, that Kleya, right. He basically raised her to be a rebel, essentially.
She's what, from like Aliens? Who is it? Newt?
Yeah.
From Aliens.
Yeah. So she's on the team now. And then she goes there. Also good. So Cassian had the great episode 9 where he rescues Mon Mothma. The Cassian rescuing Kleya is pretty sick too. And so she tells him about the super weapon. So it's a little game of telephone, right? Lonnie tells Luthen, who tells Kleya, who tells Cassian. And you get some fucking incredible K2SO lines and action sequences.
Him using the guy as a shield.
The best.
And then you don't see it. You just kind of see the guy come into frame. He just like fires him against a wall.
Chucks him. He's like,
I laughed out loud. I lolled.
It's also the way he's built and the way he moves, which is so funny. So like there's all this violence and then he just like peers out like in the thing. He's like, I made a path, Cassian. I created a path.
But he, also like, it's so funny too.
Droid now. I think he might be my favorite droid.
I love that his adherence to like rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Are the only like we shouldn't. And he has like these, it's very droidish, but he does like this like guilt thing where he's just like, all right, well, I guess we're breaking rules now.
Yeah. doesn't like it.
Yeah. No, but it's a great person. The great personality in the two droids in this show.
Oh, really good. And when he gives that one dude like a front kick to the chest, he just like flips across.
It's like Charlie Murphy and Rick James.
Which begs the question, like, why?
That's an edit I need Billy D to make if he's listening. Then, Charlie Murphy! He kicks
K2SO. Kick to the chest plate. They're almost like, he's a little, as the kids say, OP.
Yeah.
He's kind of unfair because they're in like a, you know, back against the wall situation, literally back against the wall. They can't even close the door because they have no exit. And there's the three of them kind of like pinned down and you have all these like stormtroopers coming after him. And then he just shows up and takes everybody out. It reminds me of in Harry Potter when like Dobby like really got unleashed. Yeah. Dobby was like unfair. Like he was so fucking like he had so much magic in him. Dobby like too much. I think they had to like reel back how much they used of Dobby.
Yeah. Wow.
Which that's doesn't. I think when they were writing this and they wanted to make him the way that he was, if they gave Cassian K2SO 6 episodes earlier, there would have been like no problem. It would have been easy. Like, not him, dude. He's fine.
Speaking of Doom, it's like giving you the BFG in like the second level. Like,
yeah.
That's okay. Yeah,
we're sure.
I don't need anything else. Yeah.
We're just going to roll through. Mon Mothma talking to Saw Gerrera. He's up on the sweet hologram thing.
He's in Jedha, right?
He's in Jedha. He's Jedha. Of course he's in Jedha. It's fucking, this is Rogue One now. So he's there. He knows, but he's like, you don't know where I am. They're like, yeah, dude, we know
exactly. Saying you're on Jedha. Like, stop.
Like, what the fuck do we look like here?
Yeah.
Although they do have like sort of like a creepy little House of the Dragon, like round table going.
They do.
Which is
Navi. Pretty sweet.
It's not bad. Although I'll tell you, Bail Organa, kind of a stick in the mud. Bail Organa doesn't.
He comes around though, doesn't he?
Doesn't believe Cassian. I still am perturbed, and maybe this is also why it's a 5.5. Get out of here. You can't get Jimmy Smits. You telling me you can't get Jimmy Smits? What the
My guess is he wanted too much money.
Well, they said scheduling, but yeah, maybe
that's what that means.
But like, I don't think Jimmy Smits ever looked kind of like I don't know.
Young.
No, he never looked young. But like Benjamin Bratt has an air about him where you're like
he was a hunk at one point. I don't know if Jimmy Smits ever was.
Oh, I think in my PD Blue days, he was probably considered a hunk. Or you stand next to Denny Franz, but
that's right. I mean, I look like a hunk standing next to Denny Franz. He looks like the Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah. I think he's no longer with us, but if he is.
Oh, he's not?
I don't Denny Franz? Look that up.
Wasn't he the first person to show his rear on like network TV?
I hope so.
I think that's true.
Franz?
Still alive.
Hell yeah. He's probably doing great too.
80 years old.
They should have gotten him to be fucking Bail Organa. No, the Smits thing pisses me off because I talked last week about how they make such an attempt to cast the same people. They even do holograms for people that have died. Like they really go out of their way to make it one story. And then like, to be like Benjamin Bratt is the same Jimmy Smits from episode 2, 3 in Rogue One.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. No, but I'm saying like Benjamin Bratt has, doesn't he have like a little bit of like a sinister look to him? I don't get that. I don't get that with Jimmy Smits.
No, he's kind eyes.
Yeah.
Although he did play in one of my favorite 80s movies, Running Scared, with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. He did play a drug dealer.
I prefer the other Running Scared with Paul Walker and Vera Farmiga.
That's a film.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
So did you find it bullshit, though, that that round table didn't believe Cassian? I mean, Mon Mothma kind of did, but it's like, you guys, this whole thing that you're doing is versus the Empire. And then right. He's like, guys, they're making a super weapon. They're like, I don't know, dude, that sounds kind of crazy.
I'm like, no, they're not.
Like, wait, what?
What do you mean?
Best line of the whole thing was when they were questioning Cassian. And he's like, well, I did like rescue fucking Mon Mothma. And they're like, touche. Because
you did do that.
Because Jimmy Smits fucking, if it was up to Jimmy Smits, she would have been caught and killed.
Yeah, right.
He had his crew, his shitty crew.
Yeah. Well, also, he didn't know that.
He should have, though. Right? No, but that was that great line from before, though, when they were like, when Mon Mothma goes to Jimmy Smith or goes to Bail Organa, she's like, "Do you trust your guys?" He's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you know your guys?" He's like, "No, I don't know him. I don't know him, but I trust him.
He seems all right."
I also was looking. I was really eagle-eyed. I didn't see Chopper. You know, when they pan out on Yavin, you see a lot of people running around. I thought we might see Chopper.
I didn't see him either.
He's in Rogue One.
Oh, that's funny.
You can see him in Rogue One, but he's not in this. Cassian does see the Force Healer before he leaves, and she gives him a look. And I know that look from movies. And that look is, this is sad. You're going to die.
This is it for you.
Yeah, you're done after this. But
it's a one-way trip.
Good seeing you here. Yeah, pack light. And then how about this? The very end of it, Bix has a kid.
It blows your heart, like blows your heart apart a little bit.
Blows your heart.
Blows my mind, breaks my heart, but it blows my heart too.
It blew my heart.
And it just like I was just
everywhere.
I think I texted you after. I was like, Like the last shot is just like her looking up at the sky, and it's she's back on that planet, corn planet. She's corn back on planet Nebraska. And
although she's like she planet Nebraska, she with Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips. Also, though, B2 Emo is there. So this actually a satisfying ending for B2 Emo, because my guess is he now grows up with this kid, and we're going to see this kid again, and he's going to be with B2 Emo.
That's right. And I think there's another story here.
Oh, my God.
With the kids. We're Black Panthering it, too. So, like, we have a kid.
Let me timeline this thing for you. Is Force Awakens, I think, ABY, like, 34, maybe?
So he could be an adult person.
He's like 30. He's like 35 years old.
Could it be? No, it couldn't be. Maybe.
Is he Kylo Ren?
Is he Ryan Gosling?
Oh, good question. Oh.
Because that Starfighter movie's coming out with him. Is that who he is? Is he Andor's kid?
When does that take place? Do we know? Have they said?
I think it's between Force Awakens and Last Jedi. Or Return of the Jedi.
Oh. So I guess it depends on how soon it is. Because Return of the Jedi, the kid would be young as shit. The kid would be like 6, I think.
No, I think it's in between.
Okay. So he might be too old. Meaning Gosling's too old.
Youthful look to him.
He does have a youthful way about him. Mm-hmm. But I think we're definitely going to see him. There's so many Star Wars stories, whether it's animated or live action, we will see that kid again. Do you think she just names the kid Cassian? Also, we couldn't really tell if it was a dude or a girl. I don't think
we couldn't tell.
Okay.
Just as it's a baby.
Do you want that kid to be force sensitive, or are you kind of hoping that it is not?
It runs in families, right? So it shouldn't.
Yeah, but they've sort of like opened the door up to like everybody can be like Sabine Wren is like being trained now in Ahsoka,
but she's not really but she wasn't really force sensitive. Their midichlorian count was down. It was not.
See, I think it'd be better if she's not, because Andor and Bix, like, so both parents weren't Jedi and they're both badass. Like, they're both
neither was Jedi. Grievous, by the way, wasn't a Jedi either.
General Grievous,
who's he wasn't, but he had lightsabers. He was trained.
Yeah, he murdered all those.
He wasn't a Jedi, though. He was trained by Dooku, but not a Jedi.
Yeah, all right. So there's something there. But this also got me leading the question, is Andor Season 1, Andor Season 2, and Rogue One the best Star Wars trilogy?
On its face, yes. Nostalgia aside, like, is it the best written? Is it the best acted? Yes.
Yeah. Now, it's obviously unfair. I know there's a lot of pushback. Like, that's two shows, a movie versus three movies. So I get that it's unfair. And it probably doesn't count for our next episode, but I think it might be. Although then I went to weigh this out, and if you give, like I did, I think I gave Season 1, Season 2, and Rogue One all like 5.5.
Yeah.
And the first two Star Wars movies, I'd give a 6, and then Return of the Jedi, I'd probably go like 4.5. They equal like the same number. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty much a wash.
If you ask me what the three best, I'm going to tell you, like, what's the three best Star Wars movies I can watch, like the original three, 4, 5, 6.
Really?
Well, I think that's just, if you're going to watch it, watch those. If someone's like, I'm only going to watch three, do I watch Andor or do I watch you know, three Star Wars. I'd be like, watch those if you're going to watch any of them, just so you, you know what I mean?
I would probably go, I mean, I'm a completionist, Ryan, as you know, so I would tell people to watch all of it, watch every second of everything. Sure. But I would probably just say 4 or 5 Rogue One. I mean, you want to see the story end with Return of the Jedi, but Rogue One's such a better movie than Return of the Jedi to me.
Well, yes.
I mean, you kind of have to watch all of them. And then even we did a rewatch of Revenge of the Sith. That's also a nice time.
It is a nice time.
And that's even
a good, if it's bad, but
that's a good three. If you want to sit down and watch Revenge of the Sith, Rogue One, A New Hope, that's a nice time.
That is a nice time.
Nobody's pissed about
that. It would be jarring to go from Rogue One to New Hope.
Yeah.
Just visually, that would be jarring.
But it is. Although, as soon as Andor season 2 was over, I started watching Rogue One. I popped that fucker right back on.
Yeah.
It was the number one movie on Disney Plus, like streaming. See that?
Of course. Yeah. Of course it was.
Everybody's hog deep in it right now. So, that's our thoughts on Andor season 2. Davey's going 6. I'm going 5.5. You guys can let us know what your Andor season 2.
I think this is I don't know how often this happens that I rank something higher than you do.
Yeah, you got to go back to Evil Dead Rise.
I did like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. There might have been. Oh, you know what it was? I think that movie, Civil War, which really wasn't about Civil War at all.
That was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. You like that one more than me. Yeah. This one. But you're right. Yeah. Normally I'm a good half stone, high, easy grader. I don't grade things like you do.
I do it every day.
I'm not used to it. So
yeah, you gotta leave room to grow here. You know, you can't. If you get hundreds on everything, I'm not teaching you anything.
Good point. Right? No, that's true.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress, over 400 five-star reviews, and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you think we ever see Cassian Andor in anything ever again?
Yes, I think you see him again. Like, I don't know what context, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that might, I mean, it's such a well done, it's Star Wars, so I would leave the door open for anything. You could always do, once they eventually tell the story of his kid in whatever that is, TV show or movie, I could see maybe like Bix telling him stories and then we see him in flashbacks or shit like that. But anyway, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. And oh, you know what? Fuck, I have an announcement. I'll do it at the beginning of the next episode, though.
Okay. Teaser.
I have a teaser. I meant to tease at the beginning and I just completely blanked. I fumbled it. Fumbled the snap, coach.
Botched it.
I fucked up, guys. But I'll do that to start the next episode. But we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram and YouTube at Dork Podcast for all those places. Tell a friend, tell a dork. And in the meantime, Ryan promised me a million times over, you will never do another rule.
No, I'm not doing that.
The hashtag Dork Podcast.